Every few years, the industrialized world has some advice for Africa, the continent. End corruption, and we'll write a big check.
Too often, the pace is too slow. In conditions of race expectations, impatience with long years of suffering. I mean, you can commit to us huge sums of money, but if that commitment doesn't turn into cash, and turn into cash very quickly, then it doesn't help us much.
That's the president of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Africa's impatience and the industrialized world's bounced checks are a story of hope and disappointment. And yet the truth about Africa, according to international development expert Kumi Naidu, remains the same as it ever was.
Africa, my brothers and sisters, is not a poor continent. It is one of, even today, the richest continent underneath the ground, but the poorest continent perhaps above the ground.
Preaching to a continent and breaking promises.
The truth about Africa and the G8's big, bad checks. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, July 6th of Safety Nets, Promises, and Hitting the Ground Hard. It's kind of a theme this morning.
And it's also a theme in the headlines as well. Broken promises and the high price of picking up the pieces. We'll start in Washington. President Obama meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House later this morning. The goal is to jumpstart peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. But there are reports this morning that it's going to be difficult. First, an Israeli human rights group says settlements now control more than 42% of the West Bank. And the New York Times says the American Treasury helps sustain the settlements through tax breaks on donations that support them. Earlier, we spoke to former Middle East negotiator Aaron David Miller.
The real issue here is not today, but whether or not this meeting will be a sort of false calm and that there's a deeper dysfunction that is lurking below, which is going to appear sooner rather than later.
Let's move now to more broken promises from BP in the Gulf. In the 11 weeks since the oil started gushing, BP has only skimmed or burned 60% of the oil that it promised regulators it was going to move every day. That's according to the Washington Post. And now there's word that every Gulf Coast state has been touched by the leak, with buckets of tarballs washing up on Texas beaches.
5 years ago, the industrialized world made some billion-dollar promises to Africa. We're joined by Paul Collier now to see if the bills have been paid, director of the Center for the Study of African Economics at Oxford University and author of two recent books on development, most recently The Plundered Planet, Why We Must and How We Can Manage Nature for Global Prosperity. Good morning, Professor Collier.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me on.
So 5 years after the G8 promises, who does Africa look to for assistance these days? People like Bono and billionaire Bill Gates or someone else?
Well, you know, if converting that riches under the ground to converting the riches to riches over the ground, they look to the Chinese.
Chinese. All right. The importance of Chinese investment in a new aid strategy for Africa. Paul Collier, stay with us. We'll be back with you in a moment.
We see a new escalation in the battle over Arizona's new immigration law. The Washington Post says the Justice Department could file a lawsuit against the state as early as today. The suit will argue that federal law trumps state statutes. And people in Arizona who are used to triple-digit heat could laugh, but the East Coast is ready for another day of scorching temperatures. Temperatures high as 102 expected in New York and Washington.
Price of a stamp could be going up. The post office plans to announce a new rate increase today in an effort to reduce massive losses. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 9,686. The S&P starts trading at 1,022, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,091. Coming up this morning, why not write a follow-up to a novel if it was really successful? Scott Turow said he wasn't going to write a sequel to Presumed Innocent, but now he has a sequel. It's just called Innocent. He'll talk with us later this hour.
And we'll talk about Africa, waiting for that promise of billions of dollars in aids from the country, the world's richest nations. They're still waiting, and the nations are trying to decide if that aid is going to do what's expected to do. We're going to talk about it coming up.